From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a conservative looks ahead to the president's State of the Union address tonight. First, though.
Thank you, Iowa, for making me the comeback Kerry.
It's a new Democratic presidential race today. Senator John Kerry surprised many seasoned political experts when he emerged last night as the winner in what was one of the closest Iowa caucuses in history. Equally surprising, John Edwards, the North Carolina senator who trailed in early polls, came in second. Senators Kerry and Edwards ended up well in front of Vermont Governor Howard Dean and Congressman Richard Gephardt, who has now decided to drop out of the race. Joining me from Des Moines, Iowa, is NPR political editor Ken Rudin. Ken, we knew this was going to be close because of the polls in the closing days. What does John Kerry's surprise victory mean for his campaign now?
Well, certainly Kerry's campaign was thought to be drifting. I think one of the problems he had from the outset is that he voted for the war in Iraq and then spoke out against it, and basically that gave Howard Dean the opportunity to blast him as one of these Washington insiders. But something happened. I think it was the spirit of the campaign in Iowa. Iowans are very proud of watching positive, good-feeling campaigns, and Dean pretty much went negative. There was almost a constant barrage of Dean negative ads on TV blasting Kerry and John Edwards and Dick Gephardt for voting for the war and how Dean didn't. And it turned off a lot of voters. Plus the fact that Kerry had he didn't have the kind of organization heft from labor that Dean and Gephardt had, but he did have thousands of veterans in the state making tens of thousands of phone calls, and perhaps that and his positive, upbeat message carried the day.
Well, what about Howard Dean? He was expected to do a lot better. This has got to be a setback.
Oh, it's a tremendous setback. Of course, you know, just go back to 1988 where George Bush, the vice president at the time, Vice President George Bush and Michael Dukakis, both finished third in Iowa, and yet they went on to win New Hampshire 8 days later and ultimately the nomination. But Dean, perhaps he and we all believe that the hype about his vaunted, all the money he's raised and all the volunteers he's brought into the campaign, and that is still true. Again, Iowa does not a nomination make, but it was a big setback, especially the fact that everybody talked about all the thousands and thousands of new voters he was bringing into Iowa into the process.
You know, he spoke to Bob Edwards this morning on Morning Edition. Here he is. Bob had asked him about an AP poll that shows more support for John Kerry among voters who strongly disapprove of the war in Iraq. That's Howard Dean's, that's his main issue. Here he is commenting on that.
It is true that I'm the only candidate that did not support the war in Iraq. But I think in the long run, there were other issues that turned out to be more important. But a lot of this is momentum. I had a lot of momentum. Unfortunately, I had it very early. John Edwards and John Kerry developed it later.
That's Howard Dean speaking on Morning Edition today, talking about momentum and how it seems to have shifted in Iowa, Ken.
Well, that's true. You know, it's funny. We talk about front runners. The media loves to anoint front runners, but you can't do that weeks and months before the voters have their say. Howard Dean may have peaked early, but Iowans are proud voters. They like to weigh the issues, weigh the candidates, and decide at the last minute. I was in a caucus last night, attended a caucus last night in Des Moines, and one voter who was wearing a Kerry sticker, I said, "How committed are you to John Kerry?" And he said, you know, he said, "Well, I've changed my mind four times in the past week, and it's very possible I could change it when I leave the caucus anyway." What I found most of the issues, clearly Howard Dean, as he says, that he was more strongly against the war than Gephardt and Edwards and Kerry, but the prime issue is defeating President Bush.
Dick Gephardt getting out of the race, Ken. I wonder if his showing has anything to do with the negative campaigning in the last week, his own very negative ads against Howard Dean.
Well, there's a lot of that that can be said, that, you know, when one candidate pulls down another candidate, both candidates fall. And I think that's what happened to Dean and Gephardt. The nasty back and forth that they went through probably brought them both down and elevated Kerry and Edwards. But also I found that from the beginning that Gephardt, while he has a strong, you know, good feelings from his win here in 1988, he was old school. There are a lot of new faces in this race. There's certainly John Edwards. John Kerry is new to the national scene, and of course there's Wesley Clark waiting for them in New Hampshire. But Dick Gephardt has been around for 25 years in Congress since 1976. I think the feeling was that his time had come and gone.
NPR political editor Ken Rudin. Your time coming again next week in New Hampshire. We'll be talking to you there. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Alex.